We begin the new Masechta, we begin Masechta's Megillah, we begin the first Perek in Masechta's Megillah, Perek Megillah Nikras, we begin on Daf Beis, we begin on Amud Beis, we begin the Tes Masta, we begin the words of the Gemara, but like moreover, Amud Rav Chizda says, Mem Besamach Bechulu, this place comes to explain what the Gemara is understanding in the Havamina, that Menatzvach Tzeif Mamrim, what is it that they were adding on, do we say that Minatayr were the open letters and they added the end ones, the closed ones, or the opposite. Tzeis explains this. It says, how should the now the Gemara entertains to say, the Menatzvach Mayri Bistumis, that the Tzeifim, the Nevim, they added on to the Tayrim, the Stumis, the closed ones, the Ender, the Seif, Tevis, which Minatayr, that means say the regular letters were there, and then they added on the Setumis. So therefore, because had it been that the besuchas, and Tosfos understands, because had it been the besuchas that they were adding on, so then it wouldn't be difficult from Rav Chizda that mem besamach benes hayamim, because that's talking about mem stuma, which is minatayr. But if you say that they added on the stuma, so obviously it wasn't there. So that's what the Gemara is understanding in the Havamin. Tosfos says Tosfos, but there's a one because himself, Shabbos Berakah Baina, Davkam Dalman Al Mashmit. It sounds like actually the opposite, that the Havamina was that the stumas were minatayr. And it was the open ones that the Tzeifim added on. Where do we know this? When the Kama Hasam, when the Matthew Gemara says over there in the words of Chizda, that, oh, this tells us that if you make a closed letter, let's say a mem, that's end of mem, and you made it into a regular mem, it's going to be kashu, which you had to write in the middle of a letter, a psucha, and you wrote a stuma, it's going to be kashu. Chizda brings a raya, that from a brace that we see, that if it's psucha and you made it sasim, it's going to be kashu. Now, so the Gemara says, Bishlam Pasuch Basai Sasam Iloya Iloya. I understand that if it's open and you make it a close, you made it better. Because you tell me the Mem Stuma was by the Luchas, Mem Psuch was not over there. So, Dom Rav Chizda V'chula, like Rav Chizda says, that the Mem and the Luchas, the Mem and Samach and the Luchas were Benes. So obviously, that was by Stuma. So, but Ellis, the Sasam Asa Basuach, Garu Gara Gari. But how can you compare and say, but if it's supposed to be a mem so fit and you made it a regular one, it's making it worse. Because you were supposed to make a Sestuma, which is Minatira, and then you made it that which was only introduced by the Nevim later on. The Menatzvach was said by the prophets. But Amma, one thing we see that the Gemara is bringing that words and sounds like Menatzvach Ayr B'Psuches. That the prophets, they introduced the open ones. But our Gemara, when it's saying Menatzvach Tzeif Mamrim, is saying the other way around, that they introduced the stumas. So remember, the Reed says, the Gemara, the Shabbos, Masik, Leib, Katani. The Gemara in Shabbos over there concludes and says that the Yada Mitchil of Nasa de Rav Chizda. That since the Gemara knew in the Havamina the words of Rav Chizda, that the Mem, the Samach, and the Luchas were miraculously there, sounds like that the stumas were Menatayra. But the Psuchas, that's what it sounds like, so we had to assume the Psuchas were added on by the prophets. And the Gemara over there, when it was being Mechalik between the Psuchas and the Stumas, that when it said that when it was Psuch, he made it Sosim, and Sosim that made Psuch, that Hutzuch Lahamim and Natzuch Psuchas, they had to say that what was introduced by the prophets, according to their understanding, that it was the Psuchas. Because Stumas, we knew Minatar because we knew Rav Chizda's Halacha. Amalei Tishu Rav Chizda, that it shouldn't be different from Chizda. So therefore, that the Gemara's question was that Sasim Asa Besuach is making it less. But Bahachol Behinar Sogia, with the Gemara is in doubt, in the words of Rabbi Yirmiya, does he mean our Stumas Minat Torah? But the Besuachas were added on, or the other way around. So the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yirmiya, the Menatzvach Tzeif Mamrim, and saying Hachikama, the Tizbara. Can you really say this? But Ksevei La Mitzvah said these are the mitzvahs, meaning which. You're not allowed to introduce anything new. You're right. That question would be difficult no matter what the Nevi'im introduced, whether Pesuchas or Stumas. Boy, moreover, the Gemara is asking another question. And if you're going to say that Menatzvach introduced the Stumas, Akate Tikshah is still difficult because of Chizda, Memesamach, Mechulu, which they were miraculously over there. In other words, if you say Menatzvach was Stumas, then it's also be different from Chizda. But according to, you're right, the Menatzvach are talking about Pesuchas, then it wouldn't be difficult. That question. So it's not directly contradicting the Gemara, but the Gemara is just saying our question is difficult regardless. And if you're going to say this, then you also have that question. Chaim Pirshu Ben Tam, Sodra Ben Tam explains Bezelchan and his words are Shagib, Seva Yosha, that he edits in the Seva Yosha, says, Menatzvach Tzeifim Omrim, which k'moy kol tzafayach, like we find pasuk in Yeshaya, that's a terminology of looking and gazing, which that's referring to the Nevi'im, where tzeifim ha'afrayim and shmuel aleph, which the Gemara expounds later on, the Mesayim Nevi'im, shamdol misof, and the 200 prophets that were there for the Jewish people. So this Menatzvach refers to the prophets, and b'hoyu tzeifim halalu, and they were gazing la'achas shasarf oman es ha'Torah, which they forgot the Torah, therefore they had to go back and reestablish it. Now, so we see that this is the tzeifim is referring to the prophets. Now, but the question is, if you're referring to Menatzvach, those are the letters, whether it be the Sefer Tevis or the Pesuches, actually the order should be Chamanfetz. So says Rabbi Natam, Umishom Loshon Neifel Ala Loshon. We use a terminology related, like Nochash, Nachash, Nochashes. We use a terminology that's related to the other wording. So Nikar Menatzvach, Loshon Sefer, which is actually the same wording as the prophets themselves, and therefore they use Menatzvach. Now, the explanation of the question is that Matizbira, but is this really logical? But except Ela Mitzis, but it's Eziv Mitzis. The question is, you're right, like we said, whether it's Sukkos or Stumas. Oy, more of Omer of Chizr, of Chizr said, Memesamach Shabaluchas Bechulu, which this question is, if you hold that Menatzvach add on the Stumas, so this is repeating what we said before, Mishan the Gemara answers, in Mehabahava, Lakasha Midi. No, you're right, Richard, like we explained, because the question was regardless of which one it was, but you're not going to introduce anything new. So the Gemara says, you're right, it really was difficult question, but it's not difficult, because Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mukila b'stumas. He explains that we're saying, well, it's not difficult in Rabbi Yirmiyahu, even if you're saying that it's talking about b'stumas, but v'chimati b'megilam, so that's what we were saying, that even if you're going to say b'stumas, to answer both these questions, because it really was, they just forgot, and there's no chiddush that the Nevi'im were doing. And v'chimati b'megilah, but what's with the Gemara Megillah? Parach Mahadid of Chizda. The Gemara is asking from this teaching of Chizda that the Mem and the Samach were miraculously over there. So even though the Gemara could have answered that the Mirmi is talking about Pesuchas, Dachi Orche, because that's the normal way of the Gemara, that Zilhocha Komatkale, here it go rejects it. Where, and Me'ela Hamitzvis, Namim Parach, where whether, like we said, that's difficult whether it's Pesuchas or Stumas, or Mashana Shabbat, the Gemara answers very well that, yeah, they forgot and they reestablished that. And Rotechasugi, the Megillah Shabbat is Mukhatavayu. From the sugya of Masechet Megillah and Shabbos, it's obvious both that there's a possibility of explaining Menatzvach Sefer Amr, whether Stumas or Psuchas. Rabbi Yirmiyahu called Menatzvach Sefer Amr. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said that Menatzvach, they said the Tzayfim, which are Psuchas, Rastumik, and Maskashas. That according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that they've forgotten to reestablish it. So it makes sense, the words of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, again, like we said, whether Psuchas or whether Stumas, the question was either way difficult. And we were saying that for our Gemara, we're saying that even in Tim Tzalayma, then we're going to have another question, but that's what's saying that really the truth is nothing was introduced, and we were able to interpret, depending on what the sugi was talking about, what the pretext was, they were asking a question, and the Menatzvah Sefer Amr could be said on either one, on the Psuchas and the Stumas.